This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Sandra from Texas again. Thank you guys for playing my story. I just heard it the other day on the episode called Creek. And I realized I was a little nervous when I sent in my story, so I didn't get to tell you about this one other thing that happened at that house. Just to refresh, this was the house where I took care of an elderly lady, and the lamp turned on by itself behind me once I walked away. So what happened was I was working there, and it was wintertime, and there was this little stray cat that would come around, and I felt bad for her, you know, because it was cold and she looked like she wasn't fed very well. So I started feeding her, and the lady found out about it and she says, "I don't want any more cats. I have enough cats. Don't bring that cat in here." And I was like, "Yes, ma'am." but I asked her permission if I could at least feed her outside, and she said that that would be fine. So I did. And she was a little scared at first, but once I started feeding her, she got a little used to me, and I got to pet her one day, and I realized that she had kittens. She was carrying kittens. And so I started talking to her, and I asked her, "What's your name? You're so pretty. You're such a sweet girl. What's your name?" And I got this name that popped into my head, Delilah. And I said, "Well, I don't know. That doesn't really fit her. I didn't think it was a good fit." So I said, "Maybe we'll call you Callie." So I would just call her Callie, and I tried to see what I could do to get her some help because she was going to have those kittens, and it was really cold, and I felt really bad for her. So the lady that I worked for, her daughter, loved animals, and I showed her the cat and told her, you know, the situation, and she said, "Well, my niece is a veterinary assistant. I bet she'll take her in." And sure enough, within about a couple days, they came and got her, and they took her over to her niece's house, and they took her inside and got her little spot ready, and within a few days, she had her kittens. And so the next time I saw the daughter, I asked her, you know, "How's the cat doing?" And she's like, "Oh, she had her kittens. She's doing great. They're taking care of them." And I said, "Oh, that's awesome. And what did y'all name the cat?" And she said, "Oh, they named her Delilah." So I thought that was really strange that this cat was telling me her name was Delilah and I didn't listen. And I thought that was really strange. And I wonder how the cat told the niece this also. Like, what is this telepathic communication that's going on? It's just very interesting. And does it have something to do with the house? Does it have something to do with, you know, the ghost from that house, or what's going on? It was very odd, and I just thought that was interesting. I also wanted to share with you guys another story. It's a haunted mirror story that I have. My grandmother died about 10 years ago. She was a very strong-willed woman, and she struggled with diabetes most of her life. And she knew that she was getting close to the end, so she didn't want any of us fighting over any of her belongings. So she started asking everybody in the family to tell her what they wanted of hers. And so she was sorting all the things out before the end was near, you know, before she was gone. And I told her that I liked that mirror that she had in the hallway. It was a really old mirror, and it had been there ever since I could remember. Ever since I was a kid, I would see it, and I always thought it was really cool looking. And this was before I knew anything about old mirrors and old haunted mirrors. So unfortunately, she passes away, and I get the mirror, and I bring it home and put it in my living room. And at first, I didn't really notice anything. But after a while, every time I would look at the mirror, I would just get this weird feeling. And then it started getting to the point where anytime I would walk by it or see it at night, especially, I would just get this creepy feeling. And there was other things that was happening in my house at the same time. I believe that I had a ghost at my house also. But I don't know if it's related to my house or the mirror. I don't remember. It's been a while, so I can't remember which one was started first. I'll have to talk about my haunted house later. I've got a few more stories that I can share with you guys. But anyway, so I gave the mirror away eventually because it was just creeping me out. I gave it to my aunt, who had just moved into a new apartment, and she didn't really have many things hanging on the wall. And so I asked her, I was like, do you mind, you know, hanging on to this mirror for me? I have a lot too much stuff. You know, I didn't want to tell her the real reason. And she said, sure. So she put it in her bedroom. And a few days go by, and I go back to see her, and now the mirror is in her dining room. And I thought, maybe, you know, she must be picking up on some weird vibes too, but I didn't ask her about it. And then maybe a week or two goes by, and I go back to see her, and the mirror's gone. And so I asked her, hey, what happened to the mirror? She's like, oh, I gave it to your mom. You know, she wanted to see, I just wanted to let her have it for a while. She kind of didn't want to, I don't think she wanted to tell me the real reason either, but I could kind of sense that maybe she was getting freaked out also. So I go see my mom, and sure enough, she's got the mirror in her living room. And a few weeks go by, and I come back, and the mirror is now in her back porch, wedged against the wall with some cardboard boxes. I just thought that was so funny that everybody in the family who has this mirror can feel these creepy vibes coming from it, or at least that's what I'm assuming, because I don't see what other reason they would do this. It's something that belonged to my grandma. You would think this was a treasured item, but I didn't want to bring it up because my family doesn't really like to talk about ghosts and stuff like that. But me, I'm totally into it. So anyway, that's my story. I have a few more stories that I will call and share with you guys later. I really love your show, and I appreciate you sharing all these stories with everybody. It's really a really good thing to have this, you know, place to let it all out and talk about how you feel. Tony, you're hilarious. Keep it up, you guys. You're awesome. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.